Ding dong. Hello?
This is Bates, guys, from Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps. And another week has gone by where NXT has to save it. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
And we'll save NXT for last, but yeah, this whole week was just like so, is it dejected? Whatever.
Blase. I have no idea how we're 3 weeks out of WrestleMania and I'm less interested than I've ever been before.
In any of them, yeah. No, I'm not digging it.
And Revolution, and since Revolution, AEW just shat its pants. It's like they got to the press conference after Revolution and just shat themselves and just continue to shit themselves. And we'll see if it changes when they go to Canada, but I don't think so.
I don't know.
Because their new signing is not going to be all that great.
Is it a lady?
Ladies.
Oh, so I don't think that's...
It's gonna happen.
Okay, we'll save that for later, too. How about, dang, I would say let's recap SmackDown, but Charlotte and Shotzi put on one of the worst matches I've ever seen. So I can just tell you that what I watched on Total Divas this week was Natty getting her dad into a rehab facility. I went from one season where Natty, like, hates TJ and is talking about divorcing him, and she even had to move in with Trinity and her husband and brought her cat that he's allergic to. And then this next season, it's like, or I guess there's like a break in the season, and all of a sudden they're fine. They're just acting like nothing again, but they don't address it ever. Also, Paige is on and Alicia Fox is on, and that's when it gets a little bit better, and that's when it starts kind of like turning from like the pink and white graphics into like their disco ball outfits. And that was SmackDown.
These are two of my favorite women on the roster. And like seeing people shit on them all weekend was so fucking annoying because there's nothing to be said about it. They're moving in slow motion.
They were so slow.
They were wrestling underwater somehow. I mean, if they had been wrestling underwater, it would have actually been a physical feat. What they were doing was not a physical feat.
No.
And it goes back to the fact that they hadn't been on fucking TV in weeks. Charlotte's been in maybe a match here or there that didn't last any more than 5 minutes because we got to get Rhea out just the same way we did this. And when was the last time we saw Shotzi?
Yeah.
Royal Rumble? Maybe?
Maybe.
She was in Royal Rumble, right?
Yeah, but she did wrestle. I thought she did anyway. Maybe not.
Yeah, and if it was, it wasn't any more than 3 minutes because we would have seen it.
Yeah.
Or we would have remembered it. Like, just send her back to NXT. Just make, whatever, we can get to my NXT commentary later, but these people have to be on to get their reps. Like, Shotzi isn't Bayley, and she's not Becky, but she has the capabilities to get there,
yeah,
but not without giving her reps the same way they did in NXT.
So really, this was just a setup for Rhea Ripley to come out and just
confront
Charlotte again.
Because you don't use Shotzi in that way. Like,
that's what you use Sonya for.
Exactly. Or Tegan at this point. Tegan's not going to move, like, not expected to move fast. Why would you put Shotzi in there in this shape, I guess?
I don't know. But, yeah, Total Divas is more enjoyable right now on a rewatch, especially
I had Nikita mode on.
With the news about the Bella Twins. So basically, it's just their Legends contract that ended.
There you go.
I don't think so. All it was
the
is
Garcias
like
the Garcias are all elite within
the
a
Garcias
month.
Just rebranded themselves so that way they, because their contract ended, they changed their podcast from the Bella podcast to the Nikki and Brie show. Like,
cheese.
It's just, and they're talking about like, yeah, we're just showing how we're entrepreneurs and blah 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 blah. Like,
where does Brie's husband work?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Where does Brie's friend Paige work?
They're probably just gonna get another reality TV show over on
Tony
TBS.
Khan's like, fuck, the only way to get to good women's division is Divas women and then Revolution ? Profit. So he's like, we'll just fucking run it back.
I know.
At least it's only taken them 3 years and not 30 or however long it took WWF.
Well, yeah, that's true. But also just like in the span of Total Divas, I'm on season 4 and they haven't gotten to the Revolution yet. They still got the butterfly belt and Charlotte and them haven't come up yet.
I've never been a fan of the Bellas, ring-wise, wrestling at all. I love Nikki Bella, obviously. But I would definitely root for the two of them over the AEW originals.
Okay, that personally, faction, I was going to say.
Because I hate AEW's original women's division because they're so trash because it all goes through Britt. And yeah. It sucks that Jamie Hayter's there because she's great. And Sky Blue's going to be on that team. And I love the rest of that team. But fuck that. That division deserves to lose because of how crap it's been for 3 years because of the person that's going to be leading it.
You know what I appreciate, though, is that Hikaru Shida is not part of that faction. And she's an OG.
Yeah. Like the champion.
Yeah, the champion. Nyla Rose, not in that faction. Another champion. Who is another OG. Gee, I wonder what they have in common. Anyway, I really don't know if the Garcias really have it in them to make it back in the ring.
Yeah, especially to do like stuff that they're going to be doing in AEW. Especially Nikki will not be able to take bumps like that. Not as
she definitely,
and not as parents, I don't think. But we'll see.
Just the way that I'm excited for the prospect. Like they're like so. We're business women now. Like we get business women lunch specials on the reg.
Yeah, I'm sure they can serve that up.
Maybe
in catering.
They can be like a manager role or something. But
nah,
I mean,
they gotta be.
I will be very surprised if they do.
Because
like if you break down their tweet, all it was just them say, I don't even know, it was something super corny, something very live, laugh, love.
They're going through a door. That's the wrestling hook.
And they walk through a big old door, but God, we don't know what's behind it. I tell you, they are the live, laugh, love hat girls of wrestling.
So Daniel Bryan had a heartfelt promo saying he's going home and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
And Max almost killed me and I had to leave my kids because blah, blah, blah. He's not going home with his family. So Bree is going to have to bring his family to Daniel Bryan. He's going to Ring of Honor. He's going to go kick some fucking heads in there. And Bree's going to have to be there with the family because he's not going to his family.
So then how is she going to be on AEW?
It's
not
going
to happen.
It's all one thing.
It's not going to happen. I really don't think so. But we'll see. I will be very surprised if it does come
to
that.
I doubt he could even afford them, to be honest with you. And he's not going to put that kind of investment in the women's division. It's just silly.
You know what I was
but
just...
It would be cool to see.
I was just thinking, because I watched the Nikki Bella wedding special.
Why?
And because I watch all things Bella. And so...
But pardon. Ugh.
I noticed that she was the executive producer on that show. And then right when it got to the very end of the credits, that's the first time I noticed the WWE logo on there. So it's like, man, they have been making money off of them this entire time. Because like somebody had made a, it was actually Mercedes' husband. He said something in response to their tweet like, oh, I can't wait to see what you'll do like now that like you're out of the shackles or something like that. And people were like, oh, like criticizing it because it's like, oh, well, if they're in shackles, like the rest of the women's divisions are in Iron Maidens. And like, no, like if you think about it, like their whole brand is still being shared with WWE. Like everything that they've done up until this point, I'm sure has been shared with it. Like they've been, I know, like they've been behind a lot of their productions as much as they like are the like their faces and their, you know, like the business women and like breakout entrepreneurs. But the fact that like even in their wedding special, WWE still had a hand in it. So yeah, I am curious to see what they're going to do, but I don't think they're going to be in the ring. That's for sure.
Yeah, I will be surprised if we don't.
Especially since Nikki was kind of talking a little bit of shit about WWE.
She's been talking shit about...
Just like criticizing like what
in general.
It was.
I think she's talked shit about AEW too.
Well, she has...
She's just like us though. She's like, why aren't the women wrestling?
Yeah,
like,
basically.
We already went through all this bullshit. Why aren't they wrestling? And that's really what it comes down to on every single one of these fucking shows, especially Hunter's stupid ass shows, which like... Again, who the fuck was booking the women in the NXT? The women in NXT were the best division anywhere. For 4 years.
Yeah.
17, 18, 19, 3 years, at the very least 3 years, maybe a few more months. And that was even with Io kidnapping the title and holding it for a year.
Saying like after Asuka, right?
Yes.
I'm not even considering
them because we weren't even watching them. So maybe like that wasn't, I wouldn't even say that was the golden era because they weren't all great. They were still like Carmella and Alexa with her first gimmick there, but they were still really good.
Yeah.
After that was when they started getting all the indie darlings who already knew how to wrestle. So
yeah,
they were
a complete
package. I mean, not a complete package because they also needed to learn how to do promos, but they were a complete division at that point. Who the hell was booking that division? Because it sure as fuck ain't the same person who's booking the main show right now.
Yeah, I know. It's that same curse, I guess, or like that same caveat that everyone else from NXT has to like experience
on the main roster
when they come up from NXT.
Their leaders.
Even Triple H is not immune to it.
It's bullshit. No, it's not. Because he was running a good show for 2-3 months and then Vince is like, oh, well, I'm coming back. And obviously his influence is coming. Otherwise, Omos would be nowhere near that fucking WrestleMania card.
Allegedly.
Nobody cares about Omos other than Raj Geary and Vince McMahon.
I don't know who that first person you said was.
And that's important. That's very good for you. Don't worry about ever learning that name. They're the only two people that think that this is a thing. Like, because that butthole's tweeted out, oh, people shit on this Omos thing, but all these people were chanting, holy shit. Yeah. And then they got physical and then they went silent because they realized, oh, this guy shouldn't be getting physical with anything. He can't even throw somebody over the top rope. Like, come on, dude.
We should have kept a tracker going just like to thank our lucky stars that Nia Jax never actually made it back onto the roster, because what you're saying about Omos is like applies to her.
Oh, until I will always live in fear that Nia Jax is coming back.
Well, let's hope it doesn't ever come to that. But I don't know. Maybe she'll go through the forbidden door. So anyway, that was AEW, I guess.
That's not even AEW. They did have some stuff. Like Ruby's promo was good. I don't think anybody's given her enough credit for how good it was.
Yes. Let's recap that. So basically she's just telling everybody like why
it's
she
your
chose.
Fucking fault. I told you this before.
Yeah.
Before she even turned, I said, you don't get to cheer for me because fuck you guys. Like, why should you be able to cheer for
and
me?
And then she was saying
she
too.
Had much more examples than she could cite, like
Soraya.
Concrete examples. So
what did she say? She's
good
like,
on her.
You all wanted
Chris
to
being beat by Chris and she was booed out of the building.
Yeah, and who else is in that faction? Oh, Toni Storm. Yeah, right. Forget about that one.
Well, that was the dumb one because she was like, you guys turned on Toni Storm.
Because you called her an interim champ or something
like
that.
Yeah, she was an interim champion because the champion was gone and then Tony Khan doesn't do this stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. The Toni Storm one was dumb.
Hey,
because,
you gotta like.
I mean, yeah, obviously she's gotta like believe what she's saying. But come on, we all know that unless she has a goal, she doesn't give a shit, and it comes through every single week in her performance. So that one, the Soraya shit is kind of a valid point, but also Soraya kind of fucking sucks now. So let's not really like defend her. But the Ruby promo was amazing.
Side note: Paige was better years ago. Diva's version.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were talking about like we couldn't remember if she was like that.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying last week, I thought like Ruby was trying to wrestle two in Indy, at least for that triple threat. And Saraya just doesn't have it anymore. I wish she did. At least in this first couple matches that we've seen. They're so quick and so
they're so throwaway.
Yeah.
Okay. On Raw, speaking of throwaway, so Trish was attacked backstage by Damage Control, and normally I would be rooting for this, but it doesn't matter anyway because they're going to get chumped out at WrestleMania by the two legends and whatever. So predictable. I don't care. And it sucks because Bayley's in it and she looked great, by the way, but I don't care anymore. I don't care about any of these.
Did they have
stories.
Anything later?
I don't think
because I know
did.
That they
Maybe.
Came out of the trainer's office and like,
oh, I don't know.
They didn't have anything
like,
after that.
Yeah. Okay. That's why, like, once all of that happened, it's like, who cares at this point? Like, it doesn't mean anything.
Right. Like,
nothing's going to come of
you
it.
You could have done is they pretend beat up Trish, and then Trish turns now, and then 3 weeks out, you change those matches going into WrestleMania.
Yeah. Because
that would be a swerve. That would be something unexpected. But let's not fucking do that. Why would we give women more matches on this card? Baron Corbin needs a match. Elias needs a match on this card. I love Elias, but Elias should be nowhere near WrestleMania when your prospect is getting Trish in the ring with Bayley.
Seriously.
Or women's tag team titles to actually be represented. Why would you want all your titles represented at your biggest show of all time?
Over two nights.
The really fucking annoying thing is we have to sit through these commercials once an hour on all their shitty programming that's like celebrating women's history and revolution.
That's
this
right. It's
and
women's history
evolution
month.
That. And it's like, Women's History Month is April. When is WrestleMania? Oh, April 1st, right. Women's History Month. So we only get three women's matches at the main event. Like, get the fuck out
Do
of here.
Do you watch that montage too?
Yes, what it annoys me every single time because they had already done that shit and they've already been regulating them to shitty segments on here.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying also too how they like they talk about all these firsts and stuff, but like they have just cut out all mention of Sasha, who was like,
yeah,
your
that
first
too. That was
your
on
first
Twitter more than
Black WrestleMania main adventures, your commercial first tag team champion. Like they just like showcased Bayley. Like, hello, she had a whole other person with her. Yeah. Like, oh gosh.
Who helped carry your company through a pandemic?
Yeah.
Whose rivalry carried your company through a pandemic because your shit ass champion who finally decided to turn heel still hadn't found his footing at that point yet. So I don't care what anybody says that Roman was like the heel Roman was born during the pandemic era. It still sucked shit then.
Yeah. No, really. And same thing with Naomi. No mention of her either.
Yeah.
Like, gosh, what a slap. So
it's just being petty. Like, at this point, you're just guaranteeing she doesn't come back to your company.
Well, I mean, it's because if she doesn't, it makes people like Rhonda and Charlotte and Becky look bad.
I mean, after she goes and does, like, follows her dream in Japan and she's done wrestling there for a year, couple years. Why the fuck would she even want to wrestle? Like, she's going to be a superstar at that point.
No, at that point, she's just going to make her own promotion.
Yeah, she's going to
be a good women's
a
one.
Personality. Like, she's not going to need any of this shit. So you just cost yourself endless amounts of money thinking that Becky is a bigger draw than her when her coming back at some point and you not being petty would have printed you money. Like, if that's what we always want to appeal to, and that's what's been annoying me about wrestling, like, everybody say, oh, Brock and Omos, like, they got this crowd, or this person got this crowd reaction, and then you see, like, shitty crowds from every other week. Like, maybe stop playing to the crowd. Play to good stories, and then people will get invested in your characters. And that's how, like, they didn't force John Cena down your throat. They didn't force Roman Reigns down your throat.
Yeah, they did.
No, not saying, that generation's characters like that.
It's like they really purposely ignore the media buzz that happens whenever like a good story gets going.
Yeah.
And then,
like
they just discard it.
Jericho didn't get over because he was winning. Jericho got over because he was an intriguing talent.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Guerrero became the legend and most revered, universally revered wrestler because of his passion and his talent shown through. Like, he wasn't shoved down anything. He built himself. Rey Mysterio, all these people did that.
And same
shit.
Thing like with Sasha. Like, say she wasn't pushed.
Right.
She was just supposed to be like a set piece for Charlotte, and people were still like clamoring for her. They wanted to see Sasha like be the one winning, and it just never happened. But like, same thing with the whole Sammy thing. Anything that like just gets over organically, it's like, no, but it doesn't fit into our storyboard for like the next year.
That's not what we planned for. It's like, like, why are we appealing to this shit? Just tell the best story with the best characters. Like, for the last probably 8 months, just had me on the fence of like, do I even like this shit anymore? Because they keep on doing shit like that. And it's because like what we've talked about on here is like that Shawn Michaels factor. And like people who bring it, like they separate themselves from the ring. They shouldn't need to be separated. Like, Liv Morgan doesn't need the title. Like, shouldn't have. She should have had to earn the title. Other people should have had to earn shit. Like Grayson Waller gets thrown every big fucking heel move, and it doesn't move the needle at all. Like, I've been doing this like him as an experiment because I was like, this guy sucks, and he killed Johnny Gargano. I don't even like Johnny Gargano in NXT, but let's see what's going to happen from it. And his engagement has gone fucking nowhere. Mm-hmm. Like, you wonder why NXT is in the shitty state that it's in for 50% of the actual show. It's because you do shit like this, where you keep on handing stuff to people that don't deserve it.
But they're next in line.
Exactly. And that's their turn. The shit that sucks about wrestling right now.
But it's so hypocritical too, because if that were the case, you'd be giving Dana Brooke time. Like, you'd be putting, well, I mean, I was gonna say Carmella, but Carmella gets everything.
Bailey would not be jobbing out to literally everybody.
Yeah, especially being a part of like this faction that's supposed to be like all domineering.
That's another fucking thing. I can't believe we cracked the Triple H thing.
We figured it out, guys. This is why all the factions are so bad, especially Damage Control. They don't want it. They don't want him to be better than DX.
Yeah. It's either that or he just cannot figure out the math, because he wasn't booking DX. He was just like, I could go be a shit ass. Like, yeah, let me just be a fucking dickhead. Take this asshole with me. And the four of us can just be assholes all together on TV. And that's what like booking allowed them to do. They don't let Damage Control do that. No. They don't let Judgment Day really do that. Like, Judgment Day.
Judgment Day still gets chumped out too.
Exactly. Like, they come out as a bunch of whiny losers because they let Edge call a, like, bitter malcontents and all this shit. And they don't ever let them get, like, they may be winning a couple things, but it's always by hook and by crook, and it's never overwhelming. The NWO never did that. The NWO came out and destroyed people. Yeah. That's the reason that the rings were covered in trash afterwards.
Yeah.
DX never played by anybody's rules. They fucking kidnapped the boss's daughter and married her in Vegas. Like, you don't see factions doing cool shit like this anymore. And it doesn't have to be that way, because it's not the Attitude Era. Exactly. It's not the Attitude Era. But at least give them something. Make them a threat.
Yeah. Yeah. Let them actually take control.
Judgment Day too,
like, Rhea is supposed to be, it's so
she's just very clearly like the leader, and they don't lean into it.
They don't lean into it at all. At this point, if you're not going to do anything with them, just make them her lackeys. Yeah. Have them carry like her on their shoulders while she wins the title at WrestleMania. Like, they don't lean into that. Like, it's all in front of you. But no, we have to cater to my husband, Edge. We have to cater to Trish. We have to cater to Lita. Like,
again, it's
who are just going to leave.
Can't serve anything up other than nostalgia right now. Is he just that so desperate? And I don't understand why. Because WrestleMania had sold so many tickets already. You already had these people hooked. People were wanting this shit. And then let's just give them the most predictable and unnecessary matches for this event that's the biggest event of all time.
Yeah. Well, I think that was Raw. Well, there was Bianca Belair part deux.
Yeah,
against Chelsea.
Those
Green.
Segments but, are actually hey, working you know for what? Me because the whole Chelsea, Carmella keeps on serving up Chelsea. I wonder how long they can actually let these segments go.
How many tables did Lana go through?
I don't know.
So, Chelsea Green, I think we got to see like we got to see her ring work a little bit better. Like, people were more like introduced to it, I guess. And yeah, I just really want to see her and Carmella as like a legit tag team now at this point, because
we got nothing else going on in the tag team division.
Well, I also think like they could really complement each other too. Yeah. Like, they're both great at character work. Chelsea is better in the ring.
Well, yeah, she's been like an actual wrestler for a while.
Well, she's been as long as Carmella. They were both in NXT. Actually, Chelsea was probably in there a little bit sooner because she was on Tough Enough.
Yeah, and if we're talking work rate, like, Chelsea has to work a lot more in the ring than Carmella has.
That's not necessarily true. They have very different styles.
She was a valet in NXT, wrestled maybe now and then. Chelsea was probably wrestling every week in indie shows.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's been.
And she was on Impact. She was a knockout.
A lot more. Yeah, she's
but still,
a much better wrestler in the ring. So that's the match that I can see going longer with Bianca. Like, that's why I'm not complaining about that match going long with Bianca. Because it was a good wrestling match. Carmella shouldn't be going that long.
I was
going
to say, I love
people.
How understated Carmella's look was.
Yeah, I guarantee that she did not look like that. And then they were about to walk out and Chelsea was like right before commercial break, Chelsea Taylor said, "You go change. This is my match."
I would have loved to see that though. Add more to their backstory.
We'll get there later. And then they'll say, "And we're going to use this as an angle later."
Man, I am I saw people unless shitting. They screw it up, but I'm like looking forward to this pairing. Yeah. Like, there's so much potential for it. This is like the dream partner that Carmella's been needing.
And I think it could actually work as a WWE thing.
Yeah.
The thing that that baffles me is I saw people shitting on Asuka's.
Oh, thing, yeah. Her confrontation with Bianca.
Yeah, because, it was fucking weird. But she's a murder clown now. That's she's not Asuka anymore.
Yeah, she's not going to be she's not your dancing clown.
But even then, like, obviously Kana didn't do shit like that. But Asuka did.
Yeah.
And this isn't Kana.
You're right.
This is something else. And she's doing something different. And that had me intrigued as to what she was going to do. So if you come in and say, like, anything. What is this? Like, okay. Yeah, you were watching.
Yeah, basically, like, she comes in. She's got, like, the blue mist in her mouth, right? She's going at Bianca, takes the title. She's like dancing around with it and just like kind of taunting Bianca. Bianca doesn't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Asuka's kind of looking at her like with that blue mist in her mouth.
That was before.
But she's, I think first. Bianca's just thinking like, she gonna blue mist me? And Asuka's just like, oh, I got you. And then she just leaps. Like, that's really all it is. It's right. Just like her getting in her head before the match.
Yeah. And like, they are giving this story shit. So I am not convinced that Asuka is actually going to win on WrestleMania night, which seems like bullshit. Like, Bianca's done everything that she can as champion. At this point, you're going to just make it run too long and then people are going to get over it.
Like, Bianca is a star. But just like with the natural storytelling, right, yeah, like, you got to see her lose that title.
Yeah, and you got to see her get some sort of like personal vendetta. Yes. Because she's always just been the best. Like,
yes.
She needs to have a foil now. Yeah. She needs to start having rivalries that we remember Bianca for.
And, you know, honestly, like, say what you want about like it being Becky, but is it really like a long-standing rivalry?
Not because that was all about the gold between the two of them.
And then
it is like in that case for some rivalries, but like a lot of the good ones, Kane and Taker, Brett or what's it called? Triple H and Cactus Jack, like Guerrero and Mysterio. That was about Dom. That wasn't about gold. We need to get something like a personal blood feud with her.
Yeah.
And like Asuka can take that belt from her, do it like in a way that pisses her off and then just continue to piss her off. Asuka drops the belt and then Bianca goes after her. Like, or Bianca goes after somebody else that is actually like a vendetta.
You know who is her? It's Bailey. Her and Bailey were never really like about.
See, Bailey's chasing gold right now though is the problem. And that's what she needs to be doing. So that's why I don't think it can be them. I think it needs to be somebody else. I don't know if it's someone from NXT, like Piper would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Piper trying to make a name through Bianca and Bianca taking that personally. Like, she needs to have a better rivalry. And that's why I think she doesn't need that. She doesn't need that belt anymore because she's a draw.
Yeah.
We can leave it on her and like let her become Hogan or Roman where it's just played out and it's the same shit and Bianca just wins at the end of it. But why?
When you can
tell better stories.
Tell better stories.
Or put the belt on somebody that can do something. They can, like, see if they can run with the ball or not.
Yeah.
Just the same way we saw Liv Morgan fall on her face with it. Ronda Rousey fall on her face with it. Yeah. Like, there's other people that you have here, and it's time to start deciding whether or not they're actual talents or cutting them loose.
Yeah.
And letting them go somewhere else. Because Shotzi wrestling once every month.
Every 4 weeks.
The turnout that she did last week is unacceptable. For someone of normally her caliber and like her crazy matches and her craziness, that wasn't
it. So I didn't realize that Stand and Deliver was going to be the same night as WrestleMania. So it's like your pre-show. Oh, it's a morning one.
Well, it's like the midday.
Yeah. No, that's cool, though.
WrestleMania is going to be long, too.
Yeah. Oh, what a night that's going to be. But we have an update on NXT Women's Champ Roxanne. We know she was released from the hospital. Mm-hmm. We don't know if she's cleared. She's not cleared yet. So Shawn Michaels had to create a ladder match for Stand and Deliver. If Roxanne isn't cleared by then, it's just going to be for a vacated title.
Really?
That's why they're having these qualifier matches.
I didn't see any of that stuff. That's cool. And she's got to come back for it.
Yeah. I still would have that. I mean, there's still room for Maiko to like fight in her stead.
This is what I wanted to get to about NXT. It's just fucking turn it into a women's promotion. Drop all those fucking dudes. Pretty Deadly, Bron Breakker, Mallow, Cameron Grimes, maybe three or four other people that I really like. Push them up to the main roster.
Dragunov.
Yeah, he's one of them. Push them up to the main roster. Surprisingly enough, he's one of them. And turn it into a women's promotion. As much as I shout out Shawn Michaels for booking, like for how this show has been, NXT has actually been pretty good in the last few weeks in comparison to the budget it has and the audience it has, like compared to these other shows too, because those other shows are not doing as well as this is with what it has.
I was going to say, like, it reels us back in.
That's where the person who booking the NXT Golden Era is. It's still there. Whoever it is still there. Because I'm sure Shawn Michaels doing it. Because Shawn Michaels is booking this Grayson Waller and this Apollo Crews and this other bullshit that I don't care about. That nobody cares about.
Who is, oh my gosh, I always forget her name. Fallon?
Tatum?
No. Fallon. Henley? Is that her? Fartwheel.
Yeah.
So she's like on a covert mission or something. I wasn't even paying attention. It was a digital package, but it was so well produced. Like, it was shot so well. Like, the lighting was great. The editing was great. I have no idea what's really going on. Maybe she's still suspicious of Kiana James, but, like, I honestly don't care about that tag team that they are friends with. So, like, sometimes it just, like, I gloss over. But I was watching some of that package. Again, obviously, not, like, paying attention to the content, but it looked really good. And so, like, just when you were mentioning budget, that popped into my head from this week's show.
Yeah, see, that's another thing. Those two guys suck. And so I don't care about your tag team champions because they're hanging out with Mullet and idiot over here. Like, I have not cared about these guys since they've showed up.
Yeah.
Nothing has made me care about them. Just make it a women's promotion.
What was interesting, too, is that, like, her, Fallon, and Kiana James, they're the women's tag team champions. They're not really getting along. And then, like, Kiana has her singles match with Gigi for a qualifier as well for the women's championship. Gigi.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Gigi won. It was really good. That one was really good, too. You didn't watch that one? It was, like, one of the last matches.
Then no.
Yeah, so that one was really good. I don't know how to explain it, but because it wasn't like flashy, it was like a real, like it was more technical too. And Gigi's finisher was really cool. I don't know how to explain it, but she basically ends in a cradle, like a pin.
Yeah, same one she did on Gigi, on Jason.
Yeah, so I don't know what it's called, but it's just a cool finisher. Anyway, she won that one. But I just thought that was kind of funny because it's like, oh, Kiana James is like out here without her partner.
And trying to win
a singles qualifier match.
What was the other? Was there other qualifiers? Was that Zoe and?
That was Zoe and Sol Ruka. I saw that match. Damn, that was so much fun. Yeah. Like, I still think Sol Ruka, we don't really know what her character is other than just like
right now it doesn't matter because she's only been wrestling for 6 months.
Oh, I was gonna make a comparison, 8 months
or whatever it is.
A year. I was making a comparison to like her and Jade when I was reading her tweet saying, oh, I've been here for a year and I've had 35 matches under my belt. Like, what?
Yeah,
that's amazing. That's impressive.
Jade has gotten way better too, but like the difference is Sol Ruku is an athlete. Jade was just a model.
I was gonna say I thought Jade was an athlete too.
I don't think so. Also, she did play basketball, yes, but she wasn't like she wasn't straight off of her athletic
gymnast,
days.
She Sol Ruku must be, yeah.
Yeah, but like Sol Ruku basically came out of college and she's right here.
Is she
now.
Part of that program?
I'm pretty sure she's part of that program. If not, she's not. She's significantly younger than Jade is. Jade is older. Like Jade had a lot of time in between her prime and like where she is now.
But also, they like just thrust Jade immediately and just set her up for like all that vitriol she got.
Yeah.
Sol Ruku is not in that position. She's like climbing her way up.
I mean, we also know that there's a difference between the two of them. One of them is obviously going to get more hate than the other.
Yeah,
because we live
obviously.
In this shitty world we do.
And because I was seeing people like upset that Sol Ruku didn't win because they're like, oh, this would have been like the perfect time to put her
no,
in a pay-per-view. Like, no.
Zoe is going to carry that ladder match. Have you guys never seen a Zoe Starks match? Like, who do you think made that match great? Soul's great, yes.
Yes.
But the reason that match had any sort of psychology or any sort of like cohesion and wasn't just a Sol Ruku showcase the same way the Electra Lopez match was and any other Sol Ruku match has been is because of Zoe Starks.
Yeah, and that was the other thing too is that because Zoe has like this shitty
that's
attitude.
A perfect way to tell me you don't know shit about wrestling.
But like, Sol Ruka's great, but no, she's not going to be in that ladder match. Sorry. Zoe with her like
her
shitty attitude right now.
She's been here 8 years, 8 months.
Is that she brings that in right now. And it's like a whole arrogance about her that she carries when she's wrestling. And it just works. But at the same time, everybody's also like rooting for her. Like everybody's rooting for both of these people during this match. And
according to Zoe.
People well, good on her for good on her for tuning it out then. But she looked really good. A couple of things that I like was gushing over was freaking Sol's over the rope code breaker that she nailed. That was cool. There was even just at the beginning, Sol just kept shoving Zoe. Like Zoe came back at her, and then Sol just shoved her again. And that's like that quickness in just that little short frame of that of the match. You didn't see that like in Charlotte and Shotzi's match. Yeah. Like when you have like these women who are like hesitating, that wasn't the case here. And I don't know, like it's just like a difference that you see like in these better matches.
Right. If you like women's wrestling, you should be watching NXT and Impact.
Yeah, definitely.
That's it. And just waiting for something to happen on the other shows that you can go watch because there's no point in watching them live.
So Zoe can do some like daredevil shit sometimes, but the contrast in their wrestling styles in this match, like Sol was definitely the more flashy one, which is cool, but you know there was like a point where Zoe just had her like in a, I wouldn't even say a chokehold, it was like a neck hold because she was just using her bare hands on Sol Ruka's neck, but she was like shoving her body on top of her just to like keep her down, and it kind of reminded me of like puppy play. Like she's just putting her whole like weight onto her, and then she got her into a chokehold. But like Sol's moonsault that she did like a Charlotte Flair moonsault because she landed on her feet, but she still like knocked Zoe out on the way down. But like Zoe's finisher looked weird on Sol, I think, because Sol's so tall.
It did, but it looked like she was spinning forever. That's why it looked great, because Sol looking great. Like she's done it to where it's looked really shitty on some people. Like I think Cora ate it really crappy, and a couple other people. Like it's not very many. It's been a couple.
Yeah.
But that one looked really good. It looked like she spun around her knee 3 times. It looked like a cartoon.
I was gonna say it took me a while to register. Like holy shit, that was Zoe's finisher. Because like you're saying, nobody sold it that way. But yeah, so Zoe got the win over her on that one. But that was just a good match. And then right afterwards was the triple threat tag team match.
No, right afterwards was a buzz killing promo by Scripps. Get all the men off of this show.
That was so bad.
And then we had the great triple threat
match. I think I go into like like a blackout mode whenever the men come out in these segments, because honestly, I have like a body snatcher like experience or something, because
that's why I didn't watch Gigi, because every time they go to something that's the dudes, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I literally could not care.
And then you forget.
And I, right. And I loved NXT. Like, NXT, I fucking created a podcast about NXT and this is where it's at right now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but, so then Triple Threat, Alba Fyre, FKA KLR with Isla Dawn.
Kaylee Ray and Alba Fyre featuring that witch lady.
And then Diamond Mine, which right before then we saw like a backstage view. Like the
it
women
was last
were,
week apparently.
Yeah, the women were viewing a backstage.
I was probably tuning out because it was in between men's segments.
And so like they were watching Alba Fyre's match, and then they're like, all the women are just like talking crap about them being like, I don't know, disruptors. I can't remember what the wording that Casey used, but
witches.
And so they're like, yeah, well, they're not gonna take us down, right, Ives? And they're like, oh, where's Ivy? And then like, what's her name, Tatum, she was like, she's off like hanging out celebrating with so and so,
with the Creeds. You know, the people she's been here with for literally ever.
Are they the other guys in Diamond
Yes.
Mine? Okay. So then Tatum has like just her like stink face on and stuff, which she looks a lot like Britt Baker. When that video came out of them backstage, I was like, who is that? Like, why is Britt there? And I was like, oh, it is Tatum. I always like forget about her.
Maybe. Yeah.
Anyway, so her and Ivy come out.
It's because they haven't given her anything until now.
That's true. Yeah. And then Casey Express.
Yeah, you didn't watch this live. I loved it. And when I went back and watched it and I realized like, holy shit, we're already at this part of this match. I didn't realize how short it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it being, it was not really a tornado tag match if not all of them are fighting. But
it was
like
three at a time.
It was three at a time. So it was kind of a tornado tag match.
Yeah.
Or at least like what you would consider a tornado tag match, but it wasn't all six at a time, which was what a tornado tag match would be, I would think.
Okay.
But that worked. I want to see much more triple threat tag team matches, especially if you need to feature people like this, because everybody got a bunch of shit to work with, and all six of them killed it.
Katana.
This might be my favorite match in NXT the last few weeks.
So we should like keep track of this then. But Katana, first of all, she's just like pulling tricks out everywhere.
Right, that was.
But then she's being used as like defense or offense by the other partners.
Yeah.
Ivy was throwing her across the ring into people.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, Ivy also had that move where she kicked someone and punched someone at the same time.
Ivy,
and it could have
yes.
looked a lot cooler, but the camera angle saved it a little bit.
Yeah.
Or no, the camera angle
would have
made it look a little worse than it did.
Yeah. Because you couldn't see Ivy's extension.
Right. But like, also, yeah. Katana pulling out like the new shit that we hadn't seen for a while. And that's where I was saying, we talked about them recently and I was like, I'm just not feeling it. And then she pulls out this new cool shit. I'm like, oh, she is creative. Yeah. Like, do this shit. Be Ricochet. I know you can't do anything on the mic just the same way he can, but, and like, it's unfortunate that you guys have a dating pass, but be that. Like, it's so fucking cool. And when she did that little like flip into the knees on the side of the ring or on the ropes where
she did a side fart wheel. Which I didn't hate.
Right, and came
because
down.
She was holding onto the ropes and she's also a gymnast.
Yeah,
and then
she came down with her knees because she had told what's her face to grab her and she pulled her down. Like everybody was just working as tag teams really well. The one thing that I didn't like on the replay
was Isla Dawn. Yeah, I know.
No. Was Kaylee having to sell for everybody, but it makes sense because Kaylee's fucking great. And so whatever. The finisher, we get to the finisher, I guess, but like the turn, I wasn't expecting at all because I didn't know the angle going in.
Yeah.
And when she did, I was like, oh shit, something's happening. And they're finally giving her something. They gave They gave Fallon her belt for no reason, even though whatever.
Because she has a bar or something.
Right, but whatever. So, like, yeah, cool. Finally, like, the other Tata or the other Fallon gets to do something. And they look exactly the same. They have very similar looks. So I'm always going to confuse.
It didn't help that they all came up with it.
Right, I'm always going to confuse the two of them. But now that she's getting something. And it looked cool the way she kicked what's her ass after she fell out of the ring.
Yeah. So basically she was reaching out to tag Ivy. And then she pulls her hand away and she's like, we were never a team. Which I guess.
Right, true. She was just a tag along.
And so Ivy's
just
like,
she was really
just
following her along. So she was just her apprentice and she's like, yeah, I've learned all that I can from you.
And I know that you just want a party.
That'd be awesome.
I'm not here for that. I'm here
to
work.
I'm saying the other way around.
Tatum is. Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, Tatum was following around Ivy.
Yeah, and then she realized that all Ivy wants to do is celebrate with her boys and not keep working hard.
The Creeds were celebrating.
I don't know.
That's the reason she wasn't with them is because the way they were celebrating was having a zero-carb meal and then going to sleep at 7 o'clock. They were already asleep. That was their celebration.
Their celebration was not having to do 100 push-ups. No, it wasn't having to do 100 push-ups this time. It was only having to do 70 burpees
and then getting to sleep by 7:30 so that it wasn't 8 o'clock.
So Tatum was like, fuck this.
These fucking nerds suck. I'm in my college performance center years.
I'm gonna go join Chase U.
Yeah, there you go.
They know what real
not even join.
Like.
I'm gonna go party with Chase U.
Go party with Chase U. Hang out with Pretty Deadly.
Sleep. Yeah, there you go. Hang out with Pretty Dirty Deadly during the day. Party at Chase U at night.
All anyway. Things are looking up for Tatum. So
much better than going to sleep at fucking 6 o'clock at night after having this
only eating chicken breast and broccoli.
Yeah. The finisher with which they pulled out of their ass,
okay,
is one of the coolest tag team finishers I've ever seen.
So we're talking about Alba Fire's and Isla Dawn's right. finisher, because that was awesome. So Isla Dawn did a Sasha Banks statement and held Ivy
didn't
in place.
I didn't realize that she grabbed her arms. In.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She grabbed her arms and like split her across her knees. Yep. And then Kaylee Ray does a swanton on her. And yeah. Kaylee Ray swanton's so great.
Oh.
Female Jeff Hardy up there.
Yeah, no, that was
so
that was
cool.
Just so good.
Isla smothering Kaden coming back. Like, yeah. That was the best match they've put on in a long time. And for it to have, I didn't realize it was such a sprint.
Yeah.
But if for it to have been, what, 5, maybe 7 minutes tops?
And now that I've seen Kickboxer, Isla Dawn makes sense now. I was like, oh, okay. Because she nailed Kaden with a pretty hard kick, too. I was like, oh, yeah. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, Kaden had some cool stuff too, like getting in and out of stuff right in the beginning too. It was just really good match all around.
It was like really high paced. You had a turn in the middle of it.
It's the reason.
And then you had just like the rightful, what we would say rightful tag team winning only because of Kaylee Ray.
Like, yes, it had that and Rivals.
Yeah.
Discovering WWE Rivals this week has saved my wrestling fandom this week. That match alone. And that's not even giving credit to the Zoe and
I was gonna say
Soul
NXT
match.
This week and Total Divas right before Revolution has keeping me going. Oh, but Impact, because we haven't been keeping up live. But one of the announcements was that Minky James is actually going to defend her title at the end of the month in a fatal four way. I thought you'd be happier because it's Deonna Purrazzo.
I am stoked. I will love that match. I'm going to order that pay-per-view and I'm going to be really looking forward to that match. I love all four of those people.
Yeah.
But there's no fucking way that the other three competitors in that match are significantly cheaper than Sasha. And if Mercedes Moné, the champion of New Japan, had been fighting Mickey James, the champion of Impact, that card,
especially when it's called Multiverse United,
that card would have been the best one of the weekend. And that includes both nights of WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wouldn't have even been close. The matches that they're going to put on, if it had included Mercedes versus Mickey, that would have been the most looked forward to card by almost every wrestling fan.
Unless Mickey wins against Deanna and Giselle Shaw and
Mercedes
Miu.
Shows up or something.
Maybe she shows up
this
afterwards.
This is the Forbidden Door is a thing. So I mean, she did also say she's taking it everywhere. So that could still happen.
Yeah.
Or maybe Giselle or somebody gets knocked out before and they even it out. Because all three of them are Impact and one of them is New Japan. Like, that doesn't work. But I will get more excited for that. This will be the reverse WrestleMania because I will get more excited for that match as it approaches. But seeing it announced today, I was just like, oh. Or was it today?
I think
whenever it was announced, I was just like, oh man, like That's kind of a bummer as opposed to what it could have been. But now I can start getting stoked for it because Giselle is amazing. And she even had like a video package that's kind of making its way around the community right now. That's really good. Deonna is doing a ton of stuff right now. She's got that match and like three other championship matches within the next couple weeks. Mickey's obviously amazing. And we've seen
Miyu Yamashita.
Yamashita on AEW a bunch. She's the one who fought Thunder Rosa.
How did you find out about Taya Valkyrie being done with Impact?
I read it. She's not done yet because she is going to be part of that Death Dolls versus the Coven match.
Okay.
But she is a valet and her contract is coming up soon from what I read.
Well, who knows? She might resign.
She could. And she'd definitely probably be best used there. But if,
I mean, she should have been on WWE's main roster like from the jump. But also at this point, I don't know if I want her there.
If it's going to stay where it's at, yes. But she could, like, if they're going to turn it around, they're going to need people like Taya.
Yeah.
And they're going to not need to be leaning on people like the state that Shotzi's in right now, or Liv Morgan, or Raquel Rodriguez, or all these other call ups from NXT that just showed that they weren't quite polished enough.
It's
or
the
they
same
just
NXT
need more.
Trope, yeah.
Because Taya is a finished, polished package.
Hey, and Taya also came from NXT.
She can put on those rivals. She can make all of those women better, and they can all learn from her.
Mm-hmm.
She's the perfect thing that they need right now on SmackDown or Raw, wherever she would go. So that's why I think, like, her and people say, like, so-and-so could be good in WWE, or this person could be she is one that could do well on the main roster as long as she's used right. There are a couple people that are being used right. So we'll see. It's mostly men at the moment. Maybe Taya could be the first of the women.
All right. Well, I think we about covered everything then. Unless there's anything else that we had to talk about. I think we even covered all the gossip too outside of the ring.
I need to catch up more on Impact. Actually watch it.
Oh.
Because I've only been following.
Man, the last couple of weeks that I've tried to watch it live, I miss the women's segments because they're so short. So. I think it's an epidemic going on right now.
I don't know. They only have 2 hours, and I feel like what I've seen from the results, they've been giving them better chances. But yeah, like Giselle has Savannah with her now.
Okay, so
I don't
then
know
yeah, I didn't
where
know that.
Tasha is. I don't know if she's even wrestling right now. But I know that I've seen her like talking shit online. So I think she is wrestling. And if she's going to be going against Savannah, like, after a betrayal or some shit like that, I don't even know what happened with them. So, yeah, I really need to catch up on that. And
it doesn't help that their shows aren't posted online until, like, 2 weeks later.
Given that these other shows are being as crappy as they are, it's not fair that I haven't been giving them the views.
I think we can drop. I'm pretty sure. Well, I know I can drop AEW and just watch Impact.
No, Dynamite, like, as much as I
hey, we gotta share the load.
All right, that's fine. As much as I talk shit about it and dislike a lot of the people that they're using right now, Dynamite's still the best wrestling show on TV.
All right, well, until then though, yeah, just go watch some more women's wrestling.
If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, subscribe or follow, and share with your friends who love wrestling. Also, you can click on the link in the description to leave us a voice message, but not like any creepy ones. Okay, fine, a little creepy, but tone it down.